Our deepest sympathy is extended to Scott Morton, Owen Morton, Jason Morton and Kelly Morton and their families on the death of their dad and grandfather, Ted Morton, who died on November 2 at the Verdon and District Hospital. Sympathy also to Ted's extended family and friends. Tammy Morton Rogers, Vancouver Island, and Mona Cooley, Calgary, visited with their uncle Ted prior to his death. David and Dorothy Howard, Delbert and Pat Cole visited with Kathy Taylor and Tom Swiston in Winnipeg to help Tom celebrate his birthday. The three couples were joined by Rob and Marilyn Warkentin and Barry and Maxine Hayward of Verdon in attending the Paul Brandt concert. Congratulations to the Minniota School Grade 7 and 8 girls and their coach Tricia Leland, who were successful in winning the A-Side South Division volleyball tournament at Hamiota on November 2. They now proceed to play the north side of Park West School Division. Good luck, girls. As well, Mr. Lewis with his team of grade 7 and 8 students participated at Hamiota but did not proceed to the finals. Bob and Donna Gardham and Delbert and Pat Cole traveled to Shaunavon, Sask, to visit Dennis and Sherilyn Stewart. These three couples all celebrate their 50th wedding anniversaries this fall. The Minniota UCW Turkey Supper was held on Sunday, November 5 and despite a rough weather start to the day, was most successful with a great crowd coming from surrounding towns to join our community people. The Minniota School would welcome the community to attend their annual Remembrance Day service on November 10 at 10:30. Always a touching service by the students. War itself is, of course, a form of madness. It's hardly a civilized pursuit. It's amazing how we spend so much time inventing devices to kill each other and so little time working on how to achieve peace. Walter Cronkite, this year may each of us take a moment to remember all who made such great sacrifices so we could enjoy the freedoms we have. We will remember them. Isabella News, our community extends a warm welcome to Darren and Karen Kirk and their sons John and Jack to the Rawlings residence on the former Bill and Connie Choptuick farm. Welcome, folks.